Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
That's Anna. Welcome back, Anna.
Thank you。
It's been a long summer.
对呀。
Yeah, but it's good to be back. It's good to see everyone.
嗯哼。
And today we're going to be spending some time with two of our very good friends, Paige and Marissa. And, well, like a lot of people, Paige and Marissa are back at school. So let's find out what's going on with Paige and Marissa.And they're back at school.
看看学校发生什么事哦。
A science romance.
Oh, I hate this time of the school year.
How come?
We have to do a science project. I'm terrible at science.
Me too. But at least we get a partner. Let's work together.
Of course. Good morning, class. You must be excited for the science project. I hope I get an A. Mom was mad when I got a C on my project last year.This year, I will assign your partners instead of letting you pick.
I hope she puts us together.
The first pair is Paige and Leo.
Woman power!
Project.Project. It took Josh 3 months to finish his business project. It took Josh 3 months to finish his business project. Excited. Excited. Allison is excited about studying abroad in France.Allison is excited about studying abroad in France. Pick, pick. My sister picked a beautiful chocolate cake for her wedding. My sister picked a beautiful chocolate cake for her wedding. Pair, pair.The whole class worked in pairs to win the race. The whole class worked in pairs to win the race.
Okay, so what's going on? Well, it seems that Paige is waiting for her class to begin. And while she's doing that, she's talking to her best friend, Marissa.
对啊，因为其实我们大概在上课老师来之前，或者是等上课的时候，通常都会跟好朋友聊一聊。
Mm-hmm. And Paige is not happy. She's a little sad. She's a little bit blue. She says, "I hate this time of the school year."
每年这个时候是最讨厌的。我最讨厌这个学年的这个时候了。当然会有个疑问啊，像我们也会觉得，诶，为什么呢？不是才刚开学吗 ？Well, why?
Mm-hmm. Or another way of saying why is.How come? All right, when someone says how come, it's almost exactly the same as saying why. Like, why are you late? How come you are late? All right, so how come you are sad? How come you hate this time of year? Or why do you hate this time of year? And what does Paige do? Well, she points at the blackboard, and on the blackboard in the classroom, in big letters, it says, Science Project.
Okay.
I think I understand.
所以原来啊，真的很讨厌学校这个时候的原因，是因为要做 science project。当然，我们刚刚提到的说为什么，我们会直接说 why， 但是在英文当中还有另外一个 why 叫做 how come。How come 就是为什么的意思。好，现在答案揭晓了，原来是因为 science project。
And then she says we have to do a science project. So.She has to do it. She must do it. This is part of her school work. And then she says, I'm terrible at science. Oh, so she doesn't like science. Maybe when she does tests and homework, she gets a very low score. So doing a big thing like a science project, oh my gosh, that's a lot of work. A project is basically a piece of work, something that you do. It will take some time. It will take a lot of hard work. And usually, it sort of begins and ends in a short period of time. So it could be a long project, but often at school, you might have a 1 week or a 2 week project. Or in a job, your boss might tell you, I want you to do this. This is what you must do. This is when you should finish. That's your project. It's like a special case of work.
所以听起来这个 project...虽然 Mike 觉得时间有时候可能不是那么长，但是对我们来说，如果一个报告要做一个礼拜或两个礼拜，可能算是很大的报告咯。其实没错，在英文当中所谓的 project 通常是需要比较多人投注比较多的时间，或者是比较多的这个努力跟精神来完成的一样事情叫做 project。那在课堂当中，如果是学生要做的 project， 大概都叫做报告。如果是工作的人，对工作的人来说啊 ，project 就是一样工作或者是一个 case。
And our example sentence for the word project is, "It took Josh 3 months to finish his business project." It took Josh 3 months to finish his business project.
所以像现在例句当中看到的就是一个 business project。诶，不过 Paige 为什么这么讨厌 science project？ 难道纯粹只是因为他不感兴趣吗？没有诶，他刚刚还有特别讲说 I'm terrible at science。这中间有一个片语叫做 be terrible at something， 其实就是 be bad at something， 就是什么东西的表现很糟糕，或者是什么什么很差。我的 science 科学或自然这个科目呢？表现不好我觉得这个部分我做不来。I'm bad at something. I'm terrible at something.
And if you're bad at something, maybe you don't like it. And it seems that Marissa also doesn't really like science. She says, me too. Me too. I am also bad or terrible at science. But she says, at least we get a partner. Oh, they get to work with a partner. So it's two people doing the project. And she says, let's work together.So Paige and Marissa, they will be one team. And Paige, of course, says, of course, we're very good friends. I like you, you like me. We sit next to each other in class. Of course, they will work on the science project.
Right, 所以还好呢，现在是可以找同学跟他一组咯。所以每一个人呢，都可以找一个 partner。Partner 在英文当中其实就是伙伴或者是跟你合作的人，所以还好 Paige 跟 Marissa 能够成为一组 a group.
And just then their teacher walks in and the teacher says, good morning class, you must be excited for the science project.
老师嘛，老师都会这样子讲。
Look at my face. I'm so excited.Anyways, excited, if you're excited, you don't look like this. You look like this because you're really happy. It's something really great that's going to go on. And you have this feeling inside your body of, you know, a lot of energy and a lot of happiness. The thing that you might feel when you go to see a popular music show or you're watching a basketball game and your team is going to win.Ooh, you feel excited.
That's right. 所以其实 excited 就是形容人的心情很兴奋很开心，因为感兴趣的事情要发生了，或者是有很多的这个很有精神的那种感觉，就叫做 excited. 我们常会说 be excited about something， 对什么事情很感兴趣或者是很兴奋的意思。
That's right. Or we can also say be excited to...And then you would use a verb, be excited to see a movie or something like that, or be excited about a movie. All right, let's see what Allison is excited about. This is our example sentence. Allison is excited about studying abroad in France. Ooh, okay. Allison is excited about studying abroad in France.Maybe she's excited about her science project, too.
对啊，也有可能啦。Anyways, 我们常会说去哪里留学啊，叫做 go overseas. 但那只是出国的意思，你可以说 study abroad,就是出国去读书。而且是看到例句在哪里呢？Allison 她其实是要到法国去哦 ,France.
That's right. Well, Paige is thinking, And she thinks about the science project, and she says, I hope I get an A. She wants to get an A, a very good score or grade on the project. Mom was mad when I got a C on my project last year. Ooh, yeah, C is just, it's just okay. A, of course, is much better.
难怪 Paige 刚刚会说 I'm terrible at science.
Mm-hmm.
他难怪会说我 science 这一科真的很差，因为他居然去年就有拿到 C， C 大概是差不多 60 something，
65 to 75，
那没有很好、
like、that.
对，那真的没有很好、
yeah.
差一点会被当 almost、
yeah. well no you can pass a D is just on the edge of a fail
60
D, C, B, A, of course, is like 90-95. That's what most students will want. Well, the teacher is talking more about the science project. The teacher says, this year, I will assign you partners instead of letting you pick. Oh, no.
Oh,
so the teacher will assign the partners for the groups. So the students can't pick. They can't say, oh, I like you. I want to work with you. No.The teacher will decide. The teacher will assign. When someone assigns, they basically give you a job or give you something to do. You can't choose. So often, like in an airplane, right, you can't just get on the airplane and say, I like that chair. I want to sit there. No, you look on your ticket and it says 21B. That is the seat that is given to you, that is assigned to you. You can't choose. You can't pick.You have to follow the rules.
所以如果你刚刚如果仔细听的话，应该会听到一个关键字。其实 pick 就是 choose，就是选择的意思。那如果不能够自己去选，自己去 pick 自己的 partners 的话呢，老师要用指定的方式，老师说，老师来决定。另外这个决定指定的动词呢，则叫做 assign。所以老师就说，今年我来指定哦 ，instead of。而非而不是让你们自己去选 to pick.
That's right. Now, if you can pick, if you can choose, that means you are free to do what you want. Pick, P-I-C-K, is what we do, you know, when you go to a store and you want to buy something to drink. The guy in the 7-Eleven doesn't say, you buy 7-Up, you buy Coca-Cola,
no.
you buy water. No, of course, you can go in, I like this one. I will pick or I will choose this one. For example, we could say, my sisterpicked a beautiful chocolate cake for her wedding. She could have had coffee or strawberry or vanilla, but she picked chocolate. Good choice. All right, well, Marissa, she crosses her fingers. We do this. We cross our fingers when we want to have good luck, okay? A lot of people in the West, in America or Canada, might be like, oh, I hope this works. I hope it's okay. They cross their fingers.Marissa says, I hope she puts us together. So she hopes that they will be a group, but...
The teacher said, the first pair is Paige and Leo.
Not Paige and Marissa?
No.
Ah, Paige and Leo. Okay, and they're the first pair. Two things that go together are a pair. So you have a pair of hands. Or when you get dressed, you put on a pair of socks or a pair of shoes on your feet.You don't have two different shoes. You have two shoes that are the same. I don't have one white hand and one blue hand. Both of my hands look the same. They're a pair. They go together.
所以其实啊 ,pair 就是一组或者是一对的意思。我们通常会说一组一对同样的东西，像是眼镜两片，或者是鞋子，或者是呢耳机。那现在呢，如果是一组两个人的话，他们当然是 a pair。
Okay, our example sentence, the whole class worked in pairs to win the race. So they had all the kids work in twos with one other person in a pair to run and win a race.
Okay.
All right.
Don't go away.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. This pair of people will be back to talk to you right after this.
So Paige and Leo 会是Pair, 会是一对。How about Marissa?
I don't know. She will be in a pair with another student, I guess.
Okay.
But we know that it won't be with Paige. Well, I hope Leo is a good person to work with. We don't know much about Leo. So you guys will have to come back and join us tomorrow when we'll find out more about the big science project and who Marissa will be working with. So join us then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
We have to do a science project. I'm terrible at science. We have to do a science project. I'm terrible at science.
Me too, but at least we get a partner. Let's work together.
We have to do a science project. I'm terrible at science.
I'm the opposite. You can count on me.
We have to do a science project. I'm terrible at science.
Me too, but at least we get a partner. Let's work together.
We have to do a science project. I'm terrible at science.
I'm the opposite. You can count on me.
Mr. Chen is the principal of our school.
Mr. Chen is the principal of our school.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。开学到现在，同学们认识几位老师呢？有一位人物是开学典礼第一天，学校就一定会介绍给各位同学的。没错，就是学校的大家长，校长。我们来看一下今天的句子。Mr. Chen is the principal of our school. 意思是说，陈先生是我们学校的校长。Principal 就是校长。如果问你谁是全世界最有名的校长，大家可能会异口同声地说，就是霍格华兹魔法学院的校长邓布利多。这时候我们可以用英文说Professor Dumbledore is the principal of Hogwarts School. Professor Dumbledore is the principal of Hogwarts School. 邓布利多真是许多哈利波特迷心中的好校长代表呢。再来，我们在学校里要尊称老师的名字时，只要用 Mr. 或是 Ms. 后面加上老师的姓氏就可以了。男老师我们用 Mr. 而女老师我们则用 Ms.例如 Mr. Chong 就是张老师先生，或是 Ms. Wang 就是指王老师小姐。最后我们套用一下今天学到的句子，如果你要说王老师小姐是我们班上的导师，这时候怎么说呢？因为我们可以说 Ms. Wang is the homeroom teacher of our class. Ms. Wang is the homeroom teacher of our class. A Plus 小聚会我们下次见， Bye。
Mr. Chen is the principal of our school.
Mr. Chen is the principal of our school.
A science romance.
Oh, I hate this time of the school year.
How come?
We have to do a science project. I'm terrible at science.
Me too. But at least we get a partner. Let's work together.
Of course. Good morning, class. You must be excited for the science project. I hope I get an A. Mom was mad when I got a C on my project last year.This year, I will assign your partners instead of letting you pick.
I hope she puts us together.
The first pair is Paige and Leo.
Project. Project. It took Josh 3 months to finish his business project.It took Josh 3 months to finish his business project. Excited, excited. Allison is excited about studying abroad in France. Allison is excited about studying abroad in France. Pick. My sister picked a beautiful chocolate cake for her wedding. My sister picked a beautiful chocolate cake for her wedding. Pair. The whole class worked in pairs to win the race. The whole class worked in pairs to win the race.